This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Christmas Eve edition. Yes, that's right. If you're hearing our voice right now, it is live. Well, unless you're listening to a replay on the archives, but if it's Thursday night, December 24th, this is a live show. And in studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Johnson.
And the holidays are coming up, and, well, I found the war on Christmas. You know, Johnson, we always hear about this war on Christmas. Well, I found it. And it's in this magical land that people always tell us that we should move.
It's a libertarian utopia there, of course.
People always say, if you don't like it here, move to Somalia. Well, apparently in Somalia, you cannot celebrate Christmas or New Year's. The Minister of Religion put out a ban on both Christmas and New Year's, saying that the festivities have nothing to do with Islam. The Minister of Religion is Sheikh Mohammed Karoy. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And he actually, Johnson, you agree with part of what he says here. He says, we warn against the celebration of Christmas, which is only for Christians.
Sure.
And I know that this is something that you strongly stand by. You do not believe that Christmas is a secular holiday.
That's correct. I do not believe Christmas is a secular holiday. It's good to know that a majority of the planet agrees with me.
Well, I don't know if a majority of the planet agrees with you.
Well, the entire religion of Islam, this man is claiming to represent, right?
The Minister of Religion for the Nation of Somalia.
Okay, just Somalian Muslims.
Yeah, so I would love to hear from some of our Muslim friends, because we do have some Muslim friends. I would love to hear from them.
Although the more interesting information that's coming out of the story is that you said they also refused to celebrate the New Year, and I'm finding myself surprisingly ignorant. I was not aware that the religion of Islam has a different calendar.
Yeah, they're several different calendars that various people use. The Jewish people have a different calendar. Their New Year is sometime in the early fall.
I knew that one, and I knew that the Chinese have a different New Year.
Yes.
But I was not aware that Islam had a different New Year.
The feast or the festival of Ramadan, which is not a feast at all. It's where you fast during the day.
Oh, interesting.
But that is somehow tied to the New Year, I believe.
Right, okay.
But, yes, they do have a different calendar. Sheikh Mohammed Karoy goes on to say, this is a matter of faith. The Christmas holiday and its drum beatings have nothing to do with Islam. He said the ministry sent letters to the police, national security intelligence, and officials in the capital city of Mogadishu, instructing them to prevent Christmas celebrations. So not only are they saying you're not allowed to celebrate Christmas, but they are actually going to prevent people from celebrating Christmas.
Okay.
So this is not just an after the fact you get a citation or get arrested or get your hand chopped off.
I mean, what are they going to do? If you put up Christmas lights, they shoot them out one by one?
They don't say how they're going to prevent. They just say that they are going to prevent
Christmas
celebrations.
Snipers to shoot the stars off the top of the tree.
The announcement has echoed what militants from the Al-Shabaab militia, which controls the capital of Mogadishu, have been saying since 2010. Among their edicts was to ban Christmas celebrations.
Did they decapitate the elf on the shelf on public TV?
I don't know. I hope so, because that little thing is creepy. You know, you just gave me an idea.
Oh, no.
To go buy one of these elves on a shelf. Or better yet, if somebody wants to send one,
are you now going
to
go buy an elf on the shelf and some black, you know, black cloak and like an AK and like do like this with you?
No, just like cut the head off of the elf on the shelf, film it, and then just air it in like super slow motion. on local public access television.
There is a great video that you could do that would kind of mimic that, where they take... have you ever heard of the Super Slow-Mo guys on YouTube?
Yes, I love that channel.
Okay, so did you see the Elmo versus the jet engine?
Yes. Yes, I did.
That could potentially be a good slow-mo for the Elf on the Shelf.
I don't know. That one, even in slow motion, kind of went really fast.
It's true.
Because it's a jet engine and a little stuffed animal.
Yes.
Although the noise was kind of funny. The Well, while Elmo was getting, you know, flamethrowered alive.
Was melting like the Wicked Witch of the East.
I'm melting! The article here from Reuters about Somalia continues that it was not immediately clear what prompted the governmental announcement. Somalia is almost entirely Muslim, however, but it hosts thousands of African Union peacekeepers, including from the majority Christian countries, Burundi, Uganda, and Kenya. The country, which is struggling to emerge from two decades of fighting and chaos, has also seen a growing number of Somalis returning from Europe and North America, sometimes bringing foreign traditions and attitudes with them. And I would say that one of those foreign traditions is the secular version of Christmas that involves Santa Claus, which has absolutely nothing to do with the Bible.
Do you think they do Yankee swaps in Somalia? Or white elephants?
They probably call it white elephant because, you know, they're in Africa and they have elephants there.
Right.
Or maybe Somalia is full of hipsters and they call it Yankee Swap to sound ironic. Officials also said that Christmas celebrations may attract attacks from the militants of Al-Shabaab. Someone whose name I am not going to attempt to try pronouncing, who's a spokesman for the mayor of Mogadishu, told Reuters, Christmas will not be celebrated in Somalia for two reasons. All Somalis are Muslims, and there is no Christian community here. The other reason is security. Christmas is for Christians, not Muslims.
One of my favorite things to order is Mogadishu pork. It's very delicious.
Mogadishu pork?
Mogadishu pork, right? Isn't that thing that comes in the little pancake and you roll it up and it's, like, delicious?
I have absolutely no clue. Maybe William calling in from Nevada listening to KTOX 1340 has some kind of idea about Mogadishu pork or why people in Somalia can't celebrate Christmas. William, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, you guys are too much. I was wondering, what are we celebrating here? Because if it's based on the Bible, the wise men weren't there for nearly 2 years.
I thought we were celebrating rampant commercialism. isn't that the point of the reason for the season?
I cannot argue with you. Some people say it's this thing and the other thing. I'm just saying... if the sheep herders were laying in the fields, I doubt if it was snowing.
I thought this was the season to celebrate how old fat men look good in red.
I can't argue with that.
Anything else on your mind, William?
You're making a lot of sense there. I just wondering if the sheep herders were laying in the fields and there's snow on the manger and the wise men showed up. There's something wrong with that postcard, sir.
I completely agree. And one thing that a lot of people don't realize about Hebrew culture, because, yes, I hate to break it to you, everybody that thinks that Jesus was a white guy, no, he was Jewish. And according to Hebrew culture, prophets were generally born around the same time of year of when they died. And we know, assuming that you believe the story in the Bible about Yeshua being crucified around Passover, that would mean that he was most likely born around Passover, which means born in the spring, not in the middle of winter.
What I find particularly interesting is, have you seen, there's an artist recently did a painting that was like rendering based on like genetic, they did like some sort of like thing where they were like what Jesus would have actually looked like.
Yeah, that came out several years ago, and it just started refloating around on the internet recently.
What I find interesting is how much Jesus actually looks like Cheech Marin from Cheech and Chong. If you do a comparison and you look at these two, this painting and Cheech Marin side by side, other than the facial hair style and the hairstyle, they look almost identical.
'Tis the season to celebrate the birth of Cheech Marin. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on Wade.
The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the new Healing Our World is a great gift this Christmas for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door, but police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes, and intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's the line. live Christmas Eve edition of Free Talk Live. And yes, we will be here all through the holidays. We are not preventing people from celebrating Christmas or New Year's. We're just going to be doing it in a slightly different way, and that means we'll be on the radio. And the we tonight is Daryl.
And Johnson.
And we are taking your calls. Joe in West Virginia wants to talk about government gifts. Should this be Christmas gifts or government gifts?
I think it's a government Christmas gift.
Okay, well, what is the government giving us for Christmas?
They're taking it. They just built a $1 trillion deficit, so they don't think you're giving enough taxes. They want to take more money and put you further in debt. So, you know, it's just amazing. They tax you to death, and then they want more.
But isn't that what governments basically do, is they take money from people, and they always want more and more and more?
Right, but it's sad that they are mortgaging our children's future.
Children and grandchildren, and probably the grandchildren's children, assuming that, you know, grandchildren are having children.
It is sad, though, the population's getting less. And so, therefore, you know, do the math. And it's just amazing that we voted Republicans supposedly to take a smaller government, and yet they did the opposite of what they ran on. So they're a bunch of liars. And it's
of
so
course.
Sad.
Yeah, and I've been saying for the longest time that, you know, if you look back over the nearly 150 years that the Republicans and Democrats have been the two major parties, neither one of those parties at any point over the last 150 years has done anything to reduce the size, scope, or power of any government anywhere, but yet Republicans now love to give lip service to supporting smaller government.
Bingo, exactly. And you know, the young man, I think his name is Mark, that ran the challenge to try and get people to join a club. For
the AMP program, that's the Advertise, Market, and Promote.
Right. If enough people join that, it will, like, give a voice that, hey, people really want a difference. And, you know, people coming together, most of us have to work, so we're not able to get out and voice our opinions. But if you come together and somebody can come and say, you know, this many people believe different, I think change will come over a period of time.
Absolutely. Joe, thank you very much for the call. And he did mention the AMP program. That's the Advertise, Market, and Promote. And you can join the AMP program for $5 per month, as little as $5 per month. You get perks like commercial-free versions of the archives of the show. There's a Facebook group, a secret private Facebook group that you get access to if you join the AMP program. And there's more. You can learn more at amp.freetalklive.com. And he did mention Mark, who is generally here on Thursdays, but he stepped away from his on-air duties last weekend. And he did say that he would consider coming back if the AMP reached a certain level. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, sign up for the AMP program. And I know that there have been a good number of new signups. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but it's several dozen new signups since Saturday. So Joe did mention about donating, because sometimes, you know, people don't necessarily have the time to go donate their time somewhere. And it's one of these sort of serendipitous sort of things, because I had something saved in my show prep area that somebody did some research and found that donating money may actually be better than volunteering. The report comes from CharityScience.com. They say activists tend to have a complicated relationship with money. Most of us likely grew up trying to avoid seeming ostentatious or materialistic. Perhaps you did your best to hide your privilege to seem more relatable, or you had mixed feelings towards those who flaunted their wealth. It seems to be a common philosophy for activists that money is responsible for more problems than solutions.
What activists? What?
That's what they're saying.
Where is this from?
CharityScience.com.
Okay.
They say, after all, money is the root of all evil,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And actually, no, that's not the quote. The actual quote about money is the root of all evil, the actual quote is, the love of money is the root of all evil.
Right.
So it's not the money itself, it's the love of money. So they're off on their premise here from the beginning.
Yeah, well, they're definitely off on their premise from the beginning, because even if money were the root of all evil, then what would be the root of all money?
What?
What is the root of all money?
Needing a medium of exchange?
Sure, needing a medium of exchange, or needing to get things done.
Well, money, as we know it, began as a medium of exchange.
Right.
So that two people, let's say, for instance, Johnson, you've got some product and I've got some product. I want what you have, but you don't want what I have. Well, typically, we wouldn't be able to barter.
Right.
But introduce this thing called money that's a medium of exchange. I give you some money, you give me some product, you can then use the money to get what product you want instead of me having to search to find whatever it is you want.
Right.
So the place where money came from is a medium of exchange.
Well, doesn't that thing mean that everything is greed? I want to buy something. I want to buy a Christmas gift for my daughter. Therefore, I must be greedy because I'm using money.
No, you're totally
everything money is evil.
Something somewhere.
Money is evil. It's greed. Everything's greed.
They continue, following this logic, many may refute the claim that money can be a solution to the world's problems. Firstly, we tend to believe that throwing money at a complex problem is a lazy strategy that is just too simple to be effective. We believe results come from sacrifice, and writing checks is hardly sacrificial to someone.
There's the word we're looking for, sacrifice.
And they say that writing a check is hardly sacrificial to someone for whom money is not of great importance.
You're just not hurting yourself enough. That's the problem. You need to sacrifice.
Secondly, giving money often fails to yield tangible results. For instance, if you donate $50 to cancer research, chances are, unless the charity is unusually transparent, you will never know where that $50 went or if it actually made a difference. By giving to charities, we must pour our trust into those charities to use our money effectively. For many, this is a difficult pill to swallow and a concern that we at Charity Science and other organizations like GiveWell work to address. For this and other reasons, when most activists think about how they can make the biggest difference in the world, they think about what they can do, like volunteering at a soup kitchen, going to protest, or teaching disadvantaged youth. We do these things because the experience is visceral and real. It gives us perspective of lives less privileged. And I'll jump into where they say giving money might actually be better than giving your time. Your thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls welcome. We've been talking about the war on Christmas in Somalia, and that, well, apparently there's some research saying that donating money might actually be better than donating your time. Your thoughts on that or whatever is on your mind. And Johnson, in just a bit, you've got a story. Apparently Americans live fairly close to their mothers. You can basement. Tell us. You
can tell close us, to their mother's basements.
Oh, wait. Yeah, you can tell us about how, you know, people are going to have short commutes to family gatherings on Christmas. But before we take your calls and get back into the story, it is Christmas, and that means that you're most likely buying gifts for people. You've probably already bought all of the gifts, but if you're looking for some last-minute shopping, and this would be pretty much last-minute shopping, give the gift of bumper stickers. You can reach people with the ideas of liberty from your bumper. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and we know people read them. You love to read bumper stickers. I love to read bumper stickers. Check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. And if you buy 100 or more stickers, you get a tremendous discount. And the reason I mention that, like most of the time when I say, you know, you can get a really good discount if you buy 100, people are like, what am I going to do with 100 bumper stickers? Well, I used to have a car that had 53 bumper stickers on it. And I wanted to put more, and I bought all of, I think almost all of those stickers I bought from LibertyStickers.com. Had I only bought in bulk, I could have saved money. LibertyStickers.com.
Your new vehicle could easily fit a few thousand bumper stickers.
Yeah, the Not a Bus, I could definitely fit a bunch of bumper stickers on the Not a Bus. So let's get back into the story from Charity Science, and they started off by saying, you know, like most of the time when people are donating, they want to feel like they're doing something, and writing a check doesn't really feel like doing something. You know, it's not the same as going down to the soup kitchen and doing whatever. But, you know, there are people that want to donate that might not have the time, but they have the money. They might have the time, but they don't have the skill, per se. For example, Jimmy, a computer programmer, decide he wants to build a house for a poor family. But he's not a construction worker, so he's not going to build the house as well as someone that builds houses for a living. It would make more sense for Jimmy to donate money to an organization that builds houses for the poor. They write further, we need to remember that money is a tool, nothing more. Money can be used for good or evil, but is neutral in its own right. And when used for good, money is the most versatile tool we have. By giving money, we can empower a person or team to more efficiently do what they're good at. We can empower an organization to help prevent one of the major causes of disease and death in developing countries. We can empower activists to combat animal suffering. We can even directly empower those less privileged than we are to make their own decisions.
I don't know. This whole story to me strikes as just going against human nature, or against like the nature of what people really want, which is, in general, I think a lot of times with charity, having run a charity personally, I think that people frequently are looking to have an experience and feel good about themselves. That's why they're giving in the first place. I mean, it's
right.
Like,
and
you know,
obviously, it's going to be different for every charity.
Yeah.
Because the charity that you helped put together, you needed people to physically deliver product to the less fortunate.
But what I'm saying is I think that the people who are receiving the charity are not necessarily the primary reason for the charity happening in the first place. It's about the donors themselves. The donors themselves are seeking something for themselves. I don't think that charity has to be this act of sacrifice. Charity can be selfish and still work. You know, if the computer program wants to go build a house, let them. Yes, it might be more efficient for them to donate money, and that would be great, but not everybody's looking to do that. And, you know, sometimes you have to let the computer programmer go build a house, you know, like, because that's, they want that experience, and that's what they're doing, and that's what they're willing to give.
Certainly.
Because they want that experience for themselves. And charity is sometimes not necessarily about the people who are getting the charity. It's not I don't agree with this whole, like, you have to sacrifice. You should just be giving a portion of your income, and it should hurt. If you're so wealthy, you should just give until it hurts. It's like,
that's
ridiculous.
Actually not what they said.
No.
Writing a check does not feel like sacrifice if money's not an object for you.
Right, if money's not an object. Or if money isn't an object, then you should give until it is an object, is what a lot of charities do.
Right, but
I'm not saying that the article's saying that. I'm saying that a lot of charities do say that. A lot of charities will say, like, if you're wealthy, you should give until it hurts for you to give, which means that, you know, if you're, you know, super wealthy, it should be millions or hundreds of thousands or whatever, you know?
Right.
You know, if you're Mark Zuckerberg, it should be, what, $422 billion or whatever he recently gave or something like that.
To a charity that apparently CEO of. So, like, it's one of these things that I've heard some people say, it's nothing more than a tax dodge. And?
Yeah. So.
And so this guy's smart enough and rich enough to have figured out ways to avoid taxes.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I actually read something on the Facebooks that said, Mark Zuckerberg did not create Facebook. it was handed to him by his grandfather, Rockefeller.
Okay.
So, like, the whole claim is the Illuminati created this and just said, oh, Rockefeller's got a distant grandson that's got a different name.
Rockefeller,
you created this.
Obviously, Rockefeller was reading through the patents on the Model T Ford, and somehow, you know, like, he scanned them, and then he scanned them into the computer, and then just Facebook came online somehow. Magic.
Yeah.
Yes. And then Rockefeller was like, I scanned these Model T Ford blueprints, and here's Facebook, son.
Yeah, it
do well
made
it.
Absolutely no sense to me, but apparently, you know, there's some people that think everything's an Illuminati conspiracy.
Clearly, it was the reptilian lizard Jews who were
don't
in
celebrate.
Control of this.
They don't celebrate Christmas,
which is why they had all that extra time to make Facebook.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Although, here's an odd question: do the reptilians celebrate Hanukkah?
One candle at a time, I think.
And would the Somali minister of religion say that no one can celebrate Hanukkah in his country because Hanukkah is not for the Muslims?
He
did not come out against Hanukkah or Kwanzaa, just Christmas.
Somehow, I don't think that it was needed over there. I think that there a lot of these, a lot of the Middle Eastern countries are, you know, they don't. Tend to get along so well with the Jews.
True.
There seems to be somewhat of a feud there.
And technically, Somalia is not in the Middle East, it's in Africa.
Well, yeah,
it
I'd say
right
Islamic,
near the,
Islamic countries don't tend
right.
to get along well.
But, you know, Somalia is right there on the, I think, near the Persian Gulf. So, like, right. it's over there in that Middle Eastern area, so I could see how somebody would say, oh, Middle East. But during the George Bush presidency, George W. Bush, the term Middle East got expanded to instead of just be the Persian Gulf countries.
Right. Now it's like Egypt, Africa. Right?
It's all the way over to
Africa,
like
sorry,
Morocco to Afghanistan.
Right.
Is all considered the Middle East now, which okay. is no, it's not.
Well, Agrabah is as well, certainly.
Oh, right. Agrabah, the fictional land where Aladdin took place, and 36% of Republicans favor, or no, 30% of Republicans favor bombing Agrabah.
Well, of course, it's full of thieves.
19% of Democrats favor bombing Agrabah. 36% of Democrats oppose bombing, and 57% of Republicans aren't sure whether the U.S. military should be sent into Agrabah or not.
Well, they have people over there like Aladdin, who's very dangerous. I've heard he's strongest 20 men.
So, yes, you know, that's what I've heard.
If they're making them over there.
And you can tell us what you've heard of Agrabah by calling at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and
wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Christmas Eve edition, and we'll be live on Christmas night as well, and New Year's Eve, and New Year's night, because we are not in Somalia. They are not banning us from celebrating with the live radio show while everybody else is taking days off and vacations. No, we're still working. We are still here bringing you live radio that you can participate in. You can call in 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've talked about the war on Christmas in Somalia, that charities might need your money more than they need your time. And Johnson, you're going to tell us about everybody's extremely short trip to the family holiday gathering.
But first I'm going to ask you a question, because I don't think you've said this tonight. You gave out the number, but do we also have that Skype thing?
We do have that Skype thing. Thank you so much. You can use the Skype thing. Username is lrn.fm. You will need to send a contact request first. Please send that contact request to lrn.fm. That will get approved as soon as I get the chance to look over that computer and click approve. And, yeah, also the toll-free call-in number, 855-450-3733.
Well, this article here from the Daily Mail says, who says Americans have no roots? The average person in the United States lives just 18 miles from their mother. So apparently a study has found that the average U.S. resident lives just 18 miles from their mother, and Americans have become less mobile, and most adults live in their hometowns.
Okay, all right. So before you go any further, I just have to explain math for a moment. Because the average means that, you know, like, that's the average. One guy could live 1,000 miles away, and another 100 people could live in their mother's house, and the average would wind up being...
Do you think they're averaging in everyone who is under 18?
I don't know. They're so. Probably only
doing no, it did say adult. It did say adult, yeah. So it's only adults.
But still, you know, that's the way averages work. Average and median are not the same thing, but right. Most people wind up getting those confused.
Yeah. So the story continues. It's one of the most archetypal Christmas images, the hardworking son or daughter catching planes, trains, and automobiles just to make it home for the holidays. But in reality, for most Americans, it would take nothing more than a quick bus ride to make it back to mom and dad's in time for December 25th.
Assuming that you live somewhere close enough to a bus station that it's worthwhile to jump on a bus.
Yeah, and it seems like in most of these cases, it actually could just be a cab. A study has found something's going on with our audio here. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know that there is some static coming over the network signal there, but hopefully we're still on the air. Go ahead, continue.
So, yeah, it was just strange for a minute because my mic could also cut out in my headphones, so I was like, what's going on? So, technical difficulties. It's Christmas. It's Krampus ghosts. I don't know. Anyway. Anyway, so they were seems like in most of these cases they could actually just take a cab. A study found that the recent average U.S. resident lives just 18 miles from their mother. The upshot research discovered that over the last few decades, Americans have become less mobile, and most adults, especially those with less education or lower incomes, do not venture far from their hometowns. The image goes against the common perception of Americans as rootless, constantly on the move to seek opportunity, even if it means leaving family behind. Instead, it shows the country as a nation of close-knit families where multiple generations rely on each other for financial and practical support. And the figures suggest that the trend will continue, spurred on by baby boomers requiring additional care later in life, and the growing number of low-income families who need help with the low cost of with the high cost of child care. The culture of caring is not well rewarded in this country, said Ann Tumlinson, healthcare policy analyst who writes about elder care at daughterhood.org.
All right, so before you continue, I'm still baffled by apparently the thought that British people have that Americans just move all over willy-nilly. And from my experience, and I have moved a lot of times, I've lived all over the country, my experience is that the vast majority of people that I run into never leave their hometown.
Sure, but it would make absolute sense for that someone from a foreign country who meets only people who are traveling to foreign countries would think that, because I would think that the majority of people who are traveling in foreign countries are not in the lower income scales.
Right.
And are not, you know, the type of people who are going to stay close to home because they're going to visit other countries.
Right. And when I say the vast majority of people that I've experienced never leave their hometown, I'm not saying they never move out of their hometown. I'm saying they never travel outside of the county.
Right.
Like, they stay there. I've got no reason to go anywhere else.
Yeah.
And I've actually heard people say that.
I've
got no reason to go anywhere else. I don't need to go to no big city like Pittsburgh.
I'm so weirdly atypical. Again, you know, the whole Free State Project, but, like, just in throughout my life, you know, I've done things like boarding schools and just traveled around and, you know, I decided to go to college, you know, away from my family, like halfway across the country. And so, like, the majority of people that I've ever surrounded myself with, I've always been people who are, like, not even close to home. Like, you know, and especially true of Free State Project participants.
Right.
I mean, we're people that have moved.
Yes.
You know, in general.
Yeah, I was actually talking to a Free State Project participant a couple days ago because she had asked me, where'd you move from? Said, move from Texas. I'm originally from Alabama. What about you? She was like, oh, it was easy for me. I just drove up from Connecticut.
Right.
Like, yeah. And you can find out more about the Free State Project by going to freestateproject.org. We're currently over 90% of the goal of reaching 20,000 signers. Those signers are indicating that...
Where did you have this conversation, just out of curiosity?
With someone that I was picking up pig food.
Where? So locally?
Locally.
Okay.
Town just outside of Keene.
That person must have been from a very rural area of Connecticut, because there is a significant difference between most of Connecticut, I would say, and even here in New Hampshire. It's a lot more rural here than... I mean, it's a shorter distance than certainly from Texas or Alabama, but in terms of, like, culturally, it's still fairly different.
It's still New England.
Yeah. It's still New England, but it's, you know, a level of... You know, if you had had that conversation with someone, if you had told me that you had had that conversation like Manchester and Nashua, like I would be like, okay, that makes sense. It's about the same type of culture, you know, same New England culture, but it's a little bit more of that like kind of bigger town, you know, small city kind of feel, which is what most of Connecticut is. There are some areas of Connecticut, especially in like northwestern Connecticut or northeastern Connecticut, no, western.
Eastern. Middle of nowhere. There are middle of nowhere parts of Connecticut.
Yeah, middle of nowhere parts of Connecticut and northeastern Connecticut, mostly is Cowtown country, and that's a little bit more like what a lot of New Hampshire is. But you know, it's definitely closer. I moved from Florida originally, and then skipped into Connecticut for a little while, and then moved to New Hampshire. So I made a hop, skip, and a jump. But
and we're both here for the Free State Project, right. Meaning that we signed a statement of intent saying that we intend to, within 5 years of the Free State Project reaching its goal of 20,000 people, to move to New Hampshire to make the fullest practical effort to achieving a society in which the maximum role of government is the protection of life, liberty, and property.
I really, you know, I found myself talking to some people recently and speculating on what the cultural shift is going to be in the Free State Project once the move is triggered, and what type of person different. Like, what's the difference and what's the personality type more likely, not to say that everyone who comes up after the move is triggered is going to have the same personality type, but there are probably going to be some similarities amongst people who are willing to move after the move is triggered versus before.
Right, because the people that are moving now, the early movers, for the most part, fall into one of two categories. Younger and just a little more mobile, not... Right. Yet married, they don't have family, you know, they don't have these roots that the Brits think that no Americans have, or they're older, not quite retired, possibly retired, own their own business, and able to move the business. That's what Mark Warden from Porcupine Real Estate did. Right. He moved his business here. And you have other people that are able to move a business. You've got people that are older, retired, and then you've got the younger crowd. But, yes, after the move is triggered, you are going to have people that are going to fall into, I would say, slightly different categories than the early movers. But, yeah, I don't really know what those categories are going to
right.
be.
It's going to be really interesting to see like what the different cultures.
But they will all be more than 18 miles from their mother,
yep.
And we'll tell you more about that. Stay tuned. This is Free Talk Live, 855 450 free.
The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the new Healing Our World is a great gift this Christmas for the liberals, pragmatists, and environmentalists and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.